教会弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah to all the Garden Grove brothers and sisters.
感谢神的恩典啊，让小弟今天晚上能够回到我们南加州来跟大家一起来同守安息日。
Thanks to the grace of God that I can return to Southern California to keep the Sabbath with all of you.
小弟过去这六个星期被教会安排在南美洲帮助教会的工作。
These past 6 weeks, I have been sent by GA to be in Southern America to help with the holy work there.
回到这里觉得我们在这里生活的弟兄姐妹真的很幸福。
And when I return here, I feel that the brothers and sisters here are very blessed.
我们有很好的天气。
We have wonderful weather.
我们在这里有非常便利的交通。
And we have very good means of transportation.
我们在这里有一群很爱主的弟兄姐妹。
We have a group of brothers and sisters who love the Lord here.
我们很多人都是过着以神为中心的生活。
And many of us live a God-centered life.
就是说，我们的生活作息基本上是以教会的生活为我们的中心的。
And we center our own lives around the church life.
我们在安排活动，我们都会想到教会的圣工。
When we are arranging activities, we think of church holy work.
所以我们会看到弟兄姐妹能够到教会来喜乐的领受神的话语。
So we can see that the brothers and sisters come to receive the word of God joyfully.
那这是神的恩典，也是我们有一颗愿意亲近神的心所产生的结果。
And this is the result of the grace of God and a willing heart.
不是每个地方的人都会这样子。
Not everyone is like this.
有些地区的信徒是过着以赚钱为中心的生活。
In some regions, the brothers and sisters they live a life centered around making money.
就是真的忙碌的追求世界。
And they are very busy pursuing the things in this world.
所以虽然信徒很多，但是聚会人数却不多。
Even though they have many members, there are not a lot of them attending services.
那说明我们很多信徒他们对追求真理并不会很在意。
And some of them, many of them, did not place importance on pursuing the truth.
那我们知道，我们的信仰是需要弟兄姐妹互相帮助，然后一起来奔跑这条路的。
And we know we need to help one another in our journey of faith.
所以我们需要有同伴一起来打一场属灵的征战。
So we need to have companions in fighting the spiritual war.
那我们需要有一个引导，能够让我们的生活有方向。
We need a leader so we know the direction in our life.
那我们需要有一颗愿意顺服的心。
And we must also have a willing heart to follow.
那最后我们就能够像圣经所说的，能够进入神所应许的迦南美地。
And in the end, like the Bible records, we shall enter the promised land.
也就是说，我们能够得到神所赐的他真正的安息。
That is that we may receive the true rest that comes from God.
虽然我们活在世上。
So even though we live in this world,
我们会遇到一些患难困苦。
We might encounter some difficulties.
我们会碰到让我们觉得好像很不喜欢的一个环境。
We encounter an environment that we might not like.
但是我们会发现我们在主里面能够得到平安。
But we will realize that in the Lord we will receive peace.
所以神所赐给我们在这个世上的生活，虽然有苦难，但是却有平安的。
And even though there is sorrow in this world, we have peace in the Lord.
那这个就是神所要应许的。
This is what God wants to promise to give us.
在这个世界上，我们可以得到他的福气。
In this world, we may receive His blessings.
那将来我们更能够领受他所应许的灵魂永远的救恩。
And later on, we may receive eternal salvation for our souls.
所以今天晚上呢，小弟要用从民数记里面的信息来跟大家查考过以神为中心的生活。
Tonight we would like to use numbers to study the message of living a God-centered life.
我们从昨天开始，教会读经在读民数记。
Starting from yesterday, according to a Bible reading schedule, we are starting to read the book of Numbers.
那民数记这是一卷历史的书。
And Numbers is a historical book.
那这个是记载神的选民他们怎么样在旷野的时代接受神的训练。
And records how the people of God they receive their training in the wilderness.
他们一站一站的跟着神的引导在过日子。
And how they live their lives under the guidance of God.
从这卷书里面我们看到神怎么训练他的百姓。
From this book we can see how God trained His people.
那愿意顺服的人最后就得到神所应许的。
those who are willing to obey and follow, they receive the promise in the end.
那愿意顺服的人表示他是需要有信心的。
And those who are willing to follow, they require faith.
那没有信心的最后就倒在旷野。
And those who do not have faith, they fell in the wilderness.
所以民数记一开始的时候就记载神特别晓谕摩西说要数点百姓。
And so, in the beginning of Numbers, the Lord told Moses to take a census of the people.
那他数点的用意是要知道在百姓当中到底有多少军队。
And the purpose of the census was to see how many fighting men there were among the people.
也就是说，事实上，这一开头第一章的第一节就说是在他们出埃及第二年二月初一日的时候，神特别下命令的。
And so this commandment was given by God on the first day of the second month in the second year.
那表示说，其实他们在第二年的一月的时候，在立位在出埃及记的时候，那个会幕立起来。
And so on that day, on the first day of the second month, that is when they built the tabernacle.
那会幕立起来之后，他们接下去就是开始要过一个围着会幕的生活了。
And after that, they had built the tabernacle. They were to live a life that was around the tabernacle.
然后这个就是神特别要摩西去做的，除了领受那个律法之外，一件很重要的工作。
And this is a very important work that the Lord wanted Moses to do, in addition to receiving the law.
他的目的其实就是第二节那里所说的。
The purpose is recorded in verse 2.
他说。要按以色列全会众的家室、宗族、人民的数目计算所有的男丁。
And he said to take numbers according to by families, fathers' houses, and the number of names every male individually.
那第三节是说，在二十岁以外，就是二十岁以上的能去打仗的，要数算啊，你和亚伦要照他们的军队数点。
So verse 3 records 20 years and above those who are able to go to war.
那所以表示说，他们是要知道说到底。百姓当中有多少能够打仗的？
And so they wanted to take a census of how many people could go to war.
那当然，这个只有男丁而已。
And this applied to the males.
那二十岁以上表示已经成年的。
And above 20 years old means that they were already mature adults.
那这是一件大工作，重要的工作。
And this is a great work.
那时候神特别指示怎么做。
And so God instructed it specifically on how to do this.
所以神特别点名说哪一些各支派的那个族长要出来帮忙。
And he mentioned names of the leaders from each tribe who were to come out to help.
所以这些支派的这些首领的名单呢，其实是神指定的。
And so these leaders, they were told directly by God.
第十六节说，这都是从会中选召的各座支派的首领，是以色列军中的统领。
So from verse 16, it says, these are chosen from the congregation, leaders of their fathers' tribes, heads of the divisions in Israel.
那所以。这一次的数点其实是为了要知道有多少人能打仗。
And so the purpose of the census was to see how many people, how many men could go to war.
其实表示要让百姓了解他们接下来要预备过一个征战的生活。
And that was for the people to understand that they were going to live a life of war going forward.
因为接下去他们所面对的前面的路程他们是没有走过的。
For the road that they were to face, they had not yet faced.
接下去可能会有很多的敌人要来攻击他们。
And they were to face many enemies that would come and attack them.
那么本来在埃及是当奴隶的，没有什么组织。
Before in Egypt they were slaves, so there was not much resistance.
可是接下来他们要成为神的军队。
But now they were to become the army of God.
他们的生活要过得跟以前不一样的。
So their lives were to be different from before.
所以民数记一开始的时候。他的第一次的数点就是算到底有多少人可以打仗。
So the first census recorded numbers is to see how many fighting men there were.
那到了第二十六章。
And if you turn to chapter 26.
那这个是第二次的数点。
This is the second census.
那这一次的数算百姓呢，也是神吩咐的。
And this was also commanded by the Lord.
那他是差不多四十年之后的事情。
This was after 40 years.
就是以色列百姓已经离开埃及四十年以后了。
So this is after the Israelites had left Egypt for 40 years.
这是新的一个世代。
This is a new generation.
那这次的数点是为了将来能够分配土地的时候。
And the purpose of this census was for them to divide up the land.
因为他们即将要进入迦南地。
Because they were about to enter into the land of Canaan.
要知道他们到底每一个支派应该要怎么样分配才会大家都能够有地方可以住，适当的居住的环境。
So they needed to know how to divide up the land so there was enough land for the tribes.
所以民数记其实我们中文的这一卷书的命名就是从这两次的书典来的。
And so the book of Numbers come from these two senses.
那这是出于神的意思。
And this is out of the will of God.
可是民数记在希伯来文的圣经里面是在旷野的意思。
So Numbers in the book of, according to Hebrews, it means in the wilderness.
那就是因为希伯来文希伯来的圣经他们 的这个书卷的名字都是以他的那一卷书的第一个字为开头，那第一个字就是在旷野的。
And because in the Hebrew Bible, the name of the book starts with the first word of the book, and that means in the wilderness.
所以这是在说明说接下去的这些信息呢，都是在旷野里面。
And that is to say that all the messages that they received were in the wilderness.
那这我们从昨天开始，接下去有36章呢，表示我们一个多月的时间都要读民数记。
So starting from yesterday, there will be 36 chapters in Numbers, which means that we will be reading this book for the next month.
一天一章的这样读哈。
We will read one chapter for a day.
那我们就跟着百姓一起走过这一个旷野路。
And we will walk in the wilderness with the congregation.
能够走到那个迦南美地前面。
So that we can walk before the promised land.
所以他这卷书呢，可以按照地点分作三个段落。
And so according to location, we can divide this book into three parts.
一开头第一章第一节是在旷野，在西乃旷野的时候。
The first part in verse 1 is in the wilderness of Sinai.
等到了第十二章啊。
And then in chapter 12.
到第十二章。第十二章，他们就要来到加地士的地方。
And in chapter 12, they came to a place called Kadesh.
那是应该是从第十章以后十章以后他们就开始从西乃旷野开始走路了。
So starting from chapter 10, they departed from Sinai and walked towards this place.
好，然后他们其实这段路并不会很长，他们就走到了加地士，在迦南地的南边了。
And this road, this journey was not very long, so they came to the southern part of the land of Canaan.
那是你从十三章就看到他们在那个地方，摩西打发探子去窥探迦南地。
And so in chapter 13, you can see that Moses sent spies into the land of Canaan.
好，然后他们就回来，后来这个探子回来报告的时候，我们看第二十六十三章的第二十六节就看到当时的地点。
And so when they returned and gave their report, we can see the location in chapter 13, verse 26.
到了巴兰旷野的加迪斯，他们回来跟摩西、亚伦报告。
And so it's in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh that they brought back the report.
所以，那这个就是他们从西乃现在移到加迪斯的地方了。
And so now they had gone from the location of Sinai to Kadesh.
然后这样在加迪斯的地方就发生很多事情。
And many things happened at Kadesh.
那发生事情之后，我们就看到当时百姓没有信心，他们想要回去了。
And after all these things had happened, we see that the Israelites they started to lose their faith and they wanted to go back.
那时候其实也就是神管教他们的时候。
And this is a time for God to punish them.
一直到了第十六章的地方啊。
And in chapter 16,
我们就看到这个时候出现了这个可拉党叛变的事情。
We see the rebellion of Korah.
那所以从第十六章以后啊
starting from chapter 16 onwards,
那当时其实百姓他们 一想说要回埃及去之后失去信心，那时候神就要他们开始去旷野流浪了。
So starting from chapter 16, once they had lost faith and they wanted to return to Egypt, that is when they started wandering in the wilderness.
所以这期间从加利斯就在那边绕了38年了。
So around the area of Kadesh, they walked around there for 38 years.
所以从16章一直到第21章啊。
So starting from chapter 16 to chapter 21.
这个就是他们在从加利斯这样子又绕出去，然后绕了38年又回到加利斯这个地点来。
This is how they walked out of Kadesh and for 38 years they wandered in the wilderness and returned to Kadesh.
那这个时候从加利斯38年，这第二个世代开始以后。
And after 38 years, this was the beginning of the second generation.
然后从第22章开始呢，他们就开始要往迦南地前进了。
And starting from chapter 22, they wanted to enter into the land of Canaan.
好，他们就这样走到摩押平原。
And they walked to the plains of Moab.
所以到了第22章的时候，
So starting from chapter 22,
他们就在摩押平原对着耶利哥安营，第22章第一节。
In verse 1 it says that they camped in the plains of Moab on the side of the Jordan across from Jericho.
所以这就是第三个地点是在摩押平原的地方所发生的事情。
So the third location is what happened at the plains of Moab.
所以如果从地点来看呢，就分三个段落。
So from location we can divide it into three passages.
你看从第一章一直走到第十章的时候，其实都一直在停在西乃山下的时候。
From chapter 1 to 10 they were at Sinai.
然后从第十章开始呢，他们就开始起行的时候，就走，一站一站的走到第十四章的时候，他们就走到了迦底士了。
And starting from chapter 10, they had walked. They started their journey towards Kadesh in chapter 14.
那从十，其实圣经十五章讲的不是在讲他们的旅程，是在讲他们当时候应该是要怎么样过献祭的生活。
In chapter 15, it was not talking about the journey, but how they were to live a life of offering.
那这段时间，从这个第十五章开始呢，其实这个整个记录到第二十一章就是在迦底士这一段流浪的过程。
And starting from 15 to 20, this is when they're wandering.
21,
15 to 21, this is when they're wandering at Kadesh.
那从第二十二章到三十六章，最后都是在摩押平原。
In chapter 22 to 36, this is when they were in the plains of Moab.
好，所以我们就看到民数记的这个段落，我们在读的时候，我们如果能够抓住的时候，我们就会看到这里面的一些道理。
And so if we can grasp onto how these chapters are divided, then we can see the message.
这一卷书的关键的经文，小弟是用民数记第九章，请看第九章。
So the key verse in this book is in Numbers chapter 9.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
这是这整卷书的一句很重要的经文。
This is a very important verse in this book.
二十三节，他们遵神的吩咐安营，也遵神的吩咐起行。他们所神所吩咐的，都是凭着主吩咐摩西的。
Verse 23, at the command of the Lord, they remained encamped, and at the command of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the command of the Lord by the hand of Moses.
所以民数记呢，我们会看到选民的一个世代，最开始的世代，他们经历神很多的恩典。
We can see that the first generation in the book of Numbers, they receive a lot of grace from God.
他们亲眼看到神迹。
And they had seen miracles with their own eyes.
天天享受神的恩惠。
And they received many blessings from God daily.
因为每天都有玛纳。
Because every day they had manna.
他们不愁吃穿。
They don't need to worry about what to eat or wear.
那他们穿从埃及带出来衣服都不会穿破。
And the clothes they had left Egypt with, it did not break.
他们生活所需用的神都给他们安排好的。
And everything they needed in the lives God provided for them.
他们就是要照着神的这个指示这样子。扎营或起行而已。
As long as they did according to what God told them to do, to encamp or to journey.
可是，在这一段的过程当中，却看到人是怎么样的背逆神。
But throughout this whole process, we see how men rebel against God.
所以，这第一个世代虽然经历神迹，可是他们却没有信心。
Even though the first generation they saw miracles, they did not have faith.
所以，最后我们会发现。在六十多万被数点的男丁当中，只有两个人真的进入了迦南地。
So later on, we will see out of the 600,000 men that were taken in the census, only two entered into the land of Canaan.
所以不信的世代都倒闭了，倒在旷野。
And so the generation that did not have faith, they all fell in the wilderness.
那一个新的世代兴起来。
And there was a new generation.
他们在旷野就被神训练。
And they were trained in the wilderness by God.
训练成神的军队。
They became the army of God.
当他们愿意真的顺服神的吩咐来生活的时候。
And when they were willing to live according to the commandment of God.
那个时候他们就能够进入神的安息，在迦南地里面去享受神的祝福。
That is when they could enter into rest and enjoy the blessings from God in the land of Canaan.
所以我们看到一个旧的世代，不信的世代倒闭，一个有信心被训练的世代兴起。
So we can see this old generation that lacked faith, they fell, while this new generation was being trained.
那神是怎么样来 实现他的意他的应许。
And so how did God show and fulfill his promise?
那最后要领他们进入那个神的安息。
To lead them into the rest.
好，所以我们从这个从民数记里面可以看到神的作为。
So in the book of Numbers, we can see the work of God.
他让我们后代的人能够来看要怎么样，今天要听神的吩咐啊，来领受神所应许的这个救恩。
And he allows us in the latter generation to see how we can receive the salvation from God.
那我们也看到神怎么样来训练属他的人。
And we can see how God trains those belonging to him.
那我们在读第一章的时候，我们看到，哎，神要摩西去数这些百姓，都数这个能够打仗的人。
So in chapter 1, we see that God wanted Moses to take a census of those men able to go to war.
就是让我们看到说，其实我们要先知道我们每一个跟从主的人在神眼中的扮演的角色是身份。
And that is to say that all of us, we must know our role and status before God.
我们看到这里面记载了很多，这个都是一些数字的哈，一共这个哪一个支派有多少人。
And so we see many numbers recorded here according to the tribes.
那第一章里面特别提到说，利未人没有在里面。
And in chapter 1, it talks about how the Levites, they were not part of the census.
就是没有被算的哈。
So they were not counted.
因为他们不是要上战场去打仗的。
Because they were not to go to war.
因为他们是要在神的会幕里面去服侍神的。
But rather they were to serve in the tabernacle.
神给他们有特殊的工作。
So God gave them a very special job.
所以他们并没有属在军队当中。
So they were not amongst those in the census.
好，那这样子神的吩咐第一章的五十四节，以色列人就这样行了。神吩咐摩西的，他们都照样行了。
So in chapter 1 verse 54, we see that they did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses.
就是一开始就知道说到底有多少人可以打仗。
And we see how many people could go to war.
我们看到这一章在记录这个事实让我们了解我们在神眼中的身份是什么。
And so this recording allows us to come to understand what is a role in the eyes of God.
我们现在请看提摩太后书第二章。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
第三节。
Verse
3. 第二章的第三节这里说，你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。你看这里圣经提到说我们属神的人呢，其实是跟随耶稣，跟他同受苦难，也是要做他的精兵。
And so here it says that for those who belong to God, they must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
那当然，那时候提摩太后书是保罗在勉励年轻的传道人提摩太要跟他一起来打美好的仗。
So 2 Timothy was encouragement from Paul to the young preacher Timothy that they were to fight this war together.
所以我们今天做基督的精兵是要打为真道打美好的仗的。
And so today as Christian soldiers, we are fighting this war for the gospel.
提摩太前书六章的第十二节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 12.
这就是精兵所要做的工作。
It is the work that a soldier must do.
你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被招，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。
Verse 12, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
所以我们今天其实我们弟兄姐妹都是进入这场属灵征战当中。
So for most of us, all of our brothers and sisters, we have entered into this spiritual battle.
我们是为真道打仗的。
We are fighting this battle for the truth.
所以真的我们今天的信仰里面我们要为真道争辩。
And so in the faith today, we must fight for this truth.
所以民数记一开始的时候 算这些精兵这些神的军队，他就是要提醒我们，今天我们在基督里面是当军人的。
And so in Numbers chapter 1, when they took a census of the army of God, this was to tell us and remind us that today in the Lord, we are his soldiers.
那军人是 要经过打仗才会这个战绩才会熟练的。
And soldiers must go through battle for them to become more familiar with war.
那我们今天 做基督的精兵要打仗 要打在哪里打仗？
So for us as Christian soldiers today, where do we fight?
为真道打仗其实就是要去辨明真道。
So to fight for the truth means that you must be able to defend the truth.
我们有时候要跟弟兄姐妹或者是跟我们的朋友去谈道理。
Sometimes we might have to talk about the truth with our friends.
当我们在谈道理的时候，我们就会发现，哎，我们所听到的一些信息哈，可能跟我们所信的圣经里面所记载的真理不一样，那怎么办？
And when we are talking about the truth, sometimes the message that we have received is different from what we know in the Bible. So what do we do?
那所以为真道打美好仗，就是我们要勇敢的去传扬真理。
So to fight for our faith, it means that we must preach boldly.
然后去帮助这些不明白的人去明白我们所信的。
And to help those who do not understand understand what we believe in.
当然有时候这个不容易的。
And this is not easy.
小弟在南美洲的时候碰到几个信徒的家属。
When I was in Central America, I met some family members of our church members.
他们都来教会很久了。
And they have come to church for a long time.
但是他们就一直就是不要受洗。
But they do not want to be baptized.
其实是因为他对一些道理他没办法完全了解。
Because there is some truth that they cannot fully understand.
比如说有位朋友他就一直质疑说我们所信的这个神观耶稣是真神，他就觉得 那他就不能了解为什么耶稣是真神。
For example, the truth about Jesus Christ is the true God. He cannot understand this.
他一直认为说耶稣是儿子。
He thought that Jesus Christ is the Son.
那我们当我们把主耶稣当作唯一的神的时候，那他儿子的角色去哪里了？
So if Jesus Christ is the true God, then where does the status of Son become?
那其实我们如果从圣经里面去看主耶稣他的真正的身份。
But if we see the true status of Jesus Christ in the Bible,
他其实是那天上独一的神，道成肉身。
He is the true God in heaven that came into this world in the form of flesh.
那其实我们今天所以了解，是因为有圣灵的感动。
And today we can understand this because we are moved by the Holy Spirit.
可是他没有得圣灵，他没有愿意真的去谦卑的看圣经的时候，他就是想不懂。
But because he did not receive the Holy Spirit and he did not want to humbly study it in the Bible, he could not understand this point.
所以就有很多的争论了。
And so there's a lot of debate.
但是在这个争论当中，其实也让我们看到说，我们对我们所信到底了解多少。
But in this debate, you can see how much you understand about what you believe in.
结果这个有时候在聚会的时候，家人聚会的时候，他们这个几位信徒就哇，讨论得非常激烈。
And sometimes in family service, they would be very heated in the discussion.
那你来我往，但是其实，讲到最后，他们对我们所信的呢，越辩道理就越明了。
But when they talk about this, then they have a clearer understanding of the truth.
那其实对我们来说，我们在跟别人谈道理的时候，就在考验我们到底对我们所信的真的有没有了解，能不能讲得通。
So when we are talking about the truth to other people, this is a test of how much we understand.
所以我们今天做基督的精兵，其实要去为真道打仗。
So today as Christian soldiers, we must fight for the truth.
我们去打仗，表示是我们去讲。
And if we are fighting for the truth, this means that we are speaking.
这个仗能不能够打胜，就是在神手上。
And whether or not we can be victorious, this is in the hands of God.
就好像保罗说，那美好的仗他打过了。
Just like Paul said, I have fought the good fight.
但是他那个仗，他不见得都能够打胜。
But it does not mean that he is always victorious.
我们看他是打过，因为胜败是在神手上的。
He had fought the good fight, but victory is in the hands of God.
也就是这个人，他经过我们这样的谈，他会不会相信这不是我们能够掌握的？
And so we cannot control whether or not after our discussion, this person will come to believe.
当神感动，让他明白，他就信了。
But once God has moved him to understand, then he will come to believe.
但是神如果不动作，再怎么讲，他好像都没办法了解。
But if God does not move him, even though we talk about it, they will not understand.
但是这个没有关系。
But it doesn't matter.
我们事实上是去为真道打仗而已。
As long as we go and fight for the truth.
我们很忠心的去把真理讲明。
As long as we are very loyal in explaining the truth.
其他的都交给神。
The rest is in the hands of God.
所以我们今天要了解我们的身份。
So today we must know our role.
我们在神面前是他的军队。
Before God, we are his army.
那在民数记第一章里面，他提到说，他这个书典的时候是按家世、宗族跟人民的数目。
And so in Numbers chapter 1, it says that when they were doing the census, it was by families and their father's house.
也就是说他们的家谱是非常的清楚的。
And so they were very clear in their genealogy.
他们是属于哪，他们的名字是什么。
So they knew their name.
那他们的家是哪一个家。
In which house they belonged to.
是哪一个支派的。
In which tribe.
然后他这里面神所指定的那个首领是谁。
And the leader that God had appointed.
他们都很清楚啊。
They were very clear about it.
那表示说神看重的是每一个人。
So God, he looks upon each of us.
我们没有哪一个人是在神眼中说是觉得没有必要的。
It is not that any of us are necessary in the eyes of God.
所以我们每一个人都有神要我们做的工作。
So all of us have a work that God wants us to complete.
那当时候这个神的命令一下起来，他们其实在做这个数点百姓的工作很快就完成了。
So once God gave this commandment, they were very quick in finishing the census.
其实 前后只有用了大概19天就把这个整个数点百姓的工作完成了。
From beginning to end, they used 19 days to finish the census.
因为到第十章第十一节，二月的二十号他们就 起行了。
Because in chapter 10, verse 11, it says on the second month, they went on their journey.
就二月二十号嘛，他们是二月初一号开始算呢，到二月二十号他们就完成了。
So they started counting on the first of the second month, and on the 20th of the second month, they set on their journey.
所以，因为每一个人都按照神的指示，很主动的去配合这个工作，很快就做好。
And because everyone did according to what God had told them, they were able to complete the work very quickly.
所以其实这个数点百姓第一章的第十八节是。他们每一个人都到那个首领里面去报告说他是谁，他是什么名字。
And so in Numbers chapter 1, when they were doing the census, each one of them had to go and recite their numbers.
他们的家谱嘛。
And their genealogy.
所以这个很快就把工作完成。
And so they were able to complete this work very quickly.
好，所以呢，我们就从第一章看到，这个就是神准备他的百姓要过一个特殊的生活，跟以前不一样的。
And so in chapter 1, we can see that God prepared his people to live a very special life that was different from before.
到了第二章以后,
starting from chapter 2,
我们现在看回了第二章,
we look at chapter 2.
这个时候就是神要他们呢, 去扎营的次序。
So chapter 2 is when God wanted them to have an order.
第二章第二节说, 以色列人要各归自己的独下, 在本族的旗号那里对着会幕的四围安营。
Chapter 2 verse 2 says, Everyone of the children of Israel shall camp by his own standard beside the emblems of his father's house. They shall camp some distance from the tabernacle of meeting.
那就是说，他们现在要把这个整个百姓一大群人把它分组啊。
And so now they were to be divided into groups.
那是以会幕为中心。
And the tabernacle meeting was to be at the center.
现在各支派就要围着会幕按次序来扎营，然后来起行。
And so each tribe they were to be in order around the tabernacle meeting.
第二章从第三节开始，你就看到在东边有三个支派。
And so starting from verse 3, on the east side we can see that there are three tribes.
犹大、以撒加跟西布伦。
And that was Judah.
Issachar
and Zebulun.
这个就是，其实这三个支派都是利亚所生的。
And these all came from Leah.
那在这是在东边，那南边的呢？他说是流便的营，有三个支派：流便、西缅跟加德。
And on the south side there was Reuben, Simeon, and Gad.
好，然后这个就是他们这个扎营的位置以在会幕的东边或南边，那他们起行的时候是东边的先走，之后南边第二队，这样子有次序的。
And so where they camped according to where they were either east or south of the tabernacle, when they were walking, there was an order. So the east tribes they would go first.
那第二队就是南边这三个支派。
And the second group will be the three tribes from the south.
然后接下来第十七节这里说是接下去有利未人就是在中间，所以第二队之后就是利未营带着这个会幕在中间。
And after the second group will be the Levites in the middle with the tabernacle.
好，接下来就是接下去在利未营的后面的就是西边的扎在西边会幕西边的这三个支派是以法莲营为代表。
And so after the Levites would be the tribes that were camped on the west side of the tabernacle, starting from Ephraim.
好，那以法莲这三个支派，以法莲、马拿西跟便雅悯，这个其实都是拉结的后代。
And these were Ephraim, Manasseh, and Benjamin, and these are the descendants of Rachel.
好，那第四队就是在北扎在北边的，这是但营的，有三个支派：但、亚瑟跟拿伯他利。
And on the north side, there camped three tribes, and that was Dan, Asher, and Naphtali.
好，那这个就是他们扎营的位置跟他们这个要行进的时候的次序。
And this is where they were to camp and the order that they were to walk in.
好，那这个就是他们就这样行，第三十四节哈。个人照他们的家室宗族过一本度安营起行，都是照神所吩咐摩西的。
And so in 34 it says they camped by their standards and broke camp each one by his family according to their father's houses.
那我们从这一章里面的描述就看到，百姓他们当时候在住的时候，他们就是围着会幕来过日子。
And so from Numbers chapter 2 we can see that the Israelites when they were living, they lived around the tabernacle.
那这个就是在说明他们是以神为中心。
This tells us that they live God-centered life.
因为神是他们的首领，带领的是他们全部都是听神的命令在行事的。
Because they did everything according to their leader, God, who commanded them.
所以神是他们的元帅。
And so,
元帅就是他们的 command.
So God was their commander.
然后呢，神是他们的供给，是神提供他们一切所需用的。
And God was their provider who provided everything they needed for them.
所以第二章里面的这个信息告诉我们说，今天我们每一个属神的人一定是要把神的教会成为我们的中心。
So from chapter 2 we can learn that all of us who belong to God, we must live a life that is centered around the church.
你看在第二章第一节开始说，这是神吩咐的。
And so, starting from chapter 2, verse 1, it said the Lord spoke these things.
然后第34节，以色列人就这样行，这个都是神吩咐摩西的。
And in 34, it says the Israelites did according to what the Lord had commanded Moses.
所以他们行的这个次序都是按照神吩咐。
And so how they lived and how they walked, this is according to God's commandments.
第二章第二节说，他们是各归自己的独辖，就他们有一个旗帜。然后每一个支派每一族都是在他们自己的旗号底下聚在一起。
And so in chapter 2 verse 2 it says that each of them had an emblem and they were gathered under their own emblem.
那第二节的接下去那里说他们是对着会幕的四围安营。
And so in chapter 2 they were camped towards the tabernacle.
那其实这里所谓对着会幕安营，表示他们实际上有一个距离的。
And that means that there was some distance from them between them and the tabernacle.
所以他们是跟会幕，如果按照耶稣雅记，我们就看到他们通常有一千轴有一个距离。
And so according from the book of Joshua, we can see that there was about 1,000 feet between where they camped and the tabernacle.
那这个表示说他们是在远处的地方都是一直看着这个会幕。
So from a distance,
对着会幕，
they were facing and looking at the tabernacle.
所以每一个支派他们都像这个营，他们就在一起，然后就围着这个会幕保护它。
And so these camps, they surrounded the tabernacle and were protecting the tabernacle.
那约柜跟利未人就在这个他们的营的中间。
And the Ark of the Covenant and the Levites were in the center of the camp.
那到了要起行的时候，
and when they were starting their journey,
那他们就是按着次序东边的先走，然后南边、西边，然后北边的这样子按次序行。
They would walk according to order, the east side first, then the south, west, then north.
我们就看到这个时候圣经所记录的这个特别的那个位置呢，要让我们了解今天我们的生活呢，要以神为中心的。
So these very specific and special instructions of where they camped tells us that we must live God-centered lives.
我们今天每个弟兄姐妹都是神所拣选的。
All of us, we are chosen by God.
我们其实都是要来打仗的。
And we are all here to fight.
但是我们不是打自己的仗。
But we are not fighting our own war.
不是做我们自己的事。
We're not doing our own things.
而是要听了这个神的吩咐。
But rather, we are listening to the commandment from God.
所以今天我们是以教会为我们的中心。
So we must center our lives around the church.
当我们教会有活动的时候。
So when there are activities at church,
我们弟兄姐妹都知道。
We all know about it.
那我们就会来支援。
And we will help with it.
当有这个宣道的工作，有征战事情发生的时候。
When there is work of preaching the gospel, when there is a battle.
弟兄姐妹就知道要祷告。
Brothers and sisters know to pray.
就能够真的就近来支援他。
And so that there are people to help with this matter.
所以这里以神为中心的生活，在说明今天我们是把信仰放在我们的第一顺位。
And so when we live God-centered lives, that means we put our faith first in our lives.
我们教会有活动，我们弟兄姐妹就支援。
And when there are activities at church, then the brothers and sisters come to help.
教会有危险的时候，我们弟兄姐妹就要保护。
And when there's danger in the church, then the brothers and sisters will protect.
有时候有我们的会堂，有时候可能会有外人跑进来。
Sometimes in a church, we might have outside people come in.
如果我们常常有弟兄姐妹来这里看一看的时候，我们就万一有什么事情发生，我们都知道的。
If we have brothers and sisters come and take a look from time to time, then they will know when something happens.
他们把会幕围在中心，其实代表他们是会关心这个会幕的安危的。
And so when they put the tabernacle in the center of their lives, that means that they care for the safety of this tabernacle.
所以有时候有一些意外发生在教会的这些设施里面呢。
And sometimes there might be things that are not planned that happen inside the church.
如果我们常常有弟兄姐妹来到教会关心，我们就不会说一个礼拜发生什么事情我们都不知道。
Then if brothers and sisters they come to the church and care about the church, then they would not know not know what is going on with the church.
所以我们会常常想到，教会是神的家。
So we must think that the church is the house of God.
所以以神为中心的生活，实际上是我们会关心神的家。
To live a God-centered life means that we care about God's church.
所以我们看提摩太前书第三章。
If you look at 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
这里说，倘若我但言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这个家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
Verse 15, but if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth.
因为这里提到说我们在神的家中哦，会知道怎样行的。
Here it says that we know how to conduct ourselves in the church of God.
就好像我们自己的家，我们都知道怎样保护它。
Just like our own homes, we know how to protect it.
那所以我们要关心神的家。
So you must care for the house of God.
那有需要的时候，我们一定会尽力来帮助。
And if there is a need, then we will help according to our means.
那现在百姓他们围着会幕来扎营，其实最重要的是他们能够听到这个神借着摩西从会幕所发出的这个教导。
And so when the congregation, they were camped around the tabernacle, the main reason was for them to listen to the commandments of God from the tabernacle.
所以神从会幕发声。
So when God spoke from the tabernacle,
会幕是神跟摩西在那边开会，这样像互相互动，然后在那里一个帐篷底下互动的地方。
So the tabernacle was where God and Moses, they would have a meeting and spoke.
这个就是帐幕了，
so,
因为神在那里。
And so this is where God was.
所以我们今天从你看围着会幕，就是从在那里地方，从这个教会可以听到神的信息。
And so when you're surrounding the tabernacle, means that you're surrounding the church where you can receive the message from God.
那所以我们来教会聚会的时候，我们听到神的道理。
So when we come to church for service, we listen to the word of God.
然后就会让我们的生活有一个目标。
Then our lives will have a purpose.
我们会对神产生信心出来。
Then we will have faith in God again.
所以这个神的话语会让我们说，教导我们说，我们凡事依靠神。
The word of God will teach us to entrust in Him in all things.
我们所需要的神会帮助我们。
And in everything we need, God will help us.
那以神为中心的生活，其实不只是我们会关心教会神的家而已。
So not only do we care about the church of God and living a God-centered life.
我们看民数记十五章。
If you look at Numbers chapter 15,
民数记十五章它提一个道理。
Numbers chapter 15 has a teaching.
这个道理在第十五章里面讲到这个献祭。
And it talks about sacrifice.
那其实就是我们今天的生活。
And this is our lives today.
我们今天以神为中心的生活是一定离不开献祭，就是祷告啊，读圣经的生活。
And so if we were to live a God-centered life, then we cannot depart from living a life of offering and sacrifice, which is praying and reading the Bible.
让我们可以真的把我们的这个心意呈现在神面前，让他蒙神悦纳。
And so we can truly present our hearts before the Lord and be acceptable to God.
所以第十五章里面讲这个献祭。
So chapter 15 talks a bit about these offerings.
然后讲到他们有初熟的东西要献给神。
And how they were to give to God the firstborn.
那表示说，我们真的会过一个感谢的生活。
And that is to live a life of thanksgiving.
知道我们所得到是从神赏赐的。
And to know that everything they got was from God.
所以会把初熟的最好的献给神。
And so they would offer to God the first fruits.
我们在我们的生活当中一定会祷告神。
And in our lives we will pray to God.
所以要以神为中心的生活。一定是有献祭。
To live a God-centered life, there must be offering.
那他们献祭，他们就到神的会幕来。
And when they have offering, they will come to the tabernacle.
所以他们会亲近教会，亲近神。
Draw near to the church, draw near to God.
来亲近神的时候，他们不会空手来。
And when they draw near to God, they will not come empty-handed.
带着他们最好的礼物来。
But they will bring the best.
那他们所做的就蒙神赐福。
And what they did, this was pleasing in the eyes of God.
So, the people, they would be blessed.
And so, the people, they like to draw near to God.
And there's
another important thing in living a life
God-centered.
And that is recorded in verse 37.
看他们那时候的穿着，他们要有一个蓝色的带子。
And that is on their garment that they had to have a tassel.
那这个带子呢，是要让他们常常去想到神的提醒。
And the tassel was for them to remember the commandments of God.
要让他们常常记住神的命令了。
So for them to remember God's commandments.
第三十九节哈，书章三十九节。
Chapter 15, verse 39.
这个坠子是叫你们看见就会纪念遵行神一切的命令，不随从自己的心意、眼目行邪淫，像你们素常一样。四十节。
Verse 40.
使你们纪念遵行我一切的命令，成为圣洁归。给你们的神哈，那这里这一段圣经就在讲到，他们那个这个生活日常生活当中，会常常看到一个记号，是想到神的命令。
So in their daily lives, they had a symbol where they would remember God's commandments.
所以他们就不会随从自己的心意。
So they would not do according to their own hearts.
啊，他们会时常被提醒说，哎，神告诉我该做什么，说我们要去做。
But rather, they would be reminded of what God wanted them to do.
他们明白神的心意是要让他们成为圣洁。
And they knew that God wanted them to be holy.
好，所以这个以神为中心的生活，一定会是过一个圣洁的生活。
So to live a God-centered life, they must live a holy life.
会常常去想念神的命令。
To often think about God's commandments.
会想要来亲近神。
And want to draw near to God.
会献祭，会奉献的生活。
They would offer and have thanksgiving.
所以。民数记会让我们看到，其实当百姓愿意这样做以后
，So Numbers allows us to see that when the people were willing to do this，
他们就有资格进入那个迦南地了。
Then they were able to enter into the land of Canaan。
不愿意做的，最后都死在旷野了。
For those who are unwilling to do this, they fell in the wilderness。
他们只看到神的恩典，但是没办法真的享受。
They only saw the grace of God, but they were unable to enjoy the blessings from God。
所以民数记。我们会读的时候，我们会看到很多的见解。
And so in the book of Numbers, we see many reminders.
哥林多前书第十章。
If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
最后来读这一节。他们遭遇这些事，都要作为见解，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
Verse 11, now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the ages have come.
12节
Verse 12,
所以自己以为站立得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
Verse 12, therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall.
在哥林多前书所讲第十章所讲的这一些，都是在民数记里面发生的事情。
So what is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it is also recorded in Numbers.
那我们每一天的读经里面，也从经文里面得到警惕。
So in our daily Bible reading, we may be reminded.
让我们都能够真的站得稳。
that we can stand firm.
时常警醒，我过着以神为中心的生活。
So that we can be alert and live a God-centered life.
顺服神，来跟从他。
So that we can follow and obey God.
最后一定能够进入神应许的迦南美地。
And in the end, we may enter into His wonderful land of Canaan.
一起再来唱诗112首。